Christians follow the Chad Peace Talk rumors on their knees. Belarus imposes new restrictions on foreign religious workers, and a disability ministry goes to college. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There are some questions as to whether or not peace talks are actually underway in Chad. This report comes in the aftermath of an attempted coup at the end of January. Rebels deny government reports of negotiations. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says they're following the situation because their ministry teams were scattered by the violence. There's an uneasy calm in part of the country, but
there's another very important prayer request that we've heard from our brothers and sisters there is that armed rebels coming from Sudan, the Darfur region, has spread terror in the name of Islam in eastern Chad.
There are many stories about divine protection among believers during the violence, but Dykstra says there are still concerns.
Open Doors has worked in this area. We continue to pray for them. Our work includes sending in the materials, biblical materials. A lot of it is training for Christians. The growth of Islam is a big threat in Chad. So we need to keep that in prayer, too.
Next, Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf's party received a resounding defeat in parliamentary elections this week. His more radical opponents are asking for him to resign. Christians believe the Pakistani government will become more radical. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle just returned from the region. While it's already difficult for believers, the church is growing.
The average person in Central Asia is very open to the gospel. They're sick of radical Islam. There's just an openness wherever you go. But for the leadership, it's very difficult because their life is constantly being watched and they're constantly in danger.
Churches are being planted. Doyle says the difficulty is resourcing the work, but your $30 a month can help without leaving home.
You can team up with a pastor church planter that is moving around the country in Central Asia and starting new congregations, and that's what's needed. That's the goal, to get a church in every village.
Go to missionnetworknews.org to sponsor a church leader. You're listening to Mission Network News. Foreign religious workers are concerned over the tightening of restrictions in Belarus. Decisions on whether their religious work is necessary now come from the top religious affairs official. Foreign workers must also have an invitation from registered religious associations, but the process for registration is complicated, as is the new procedure for the invitation. Pray for wisdom for Christians as they minister under these repressive conditions. Pray that they'll rely on the Spirit of God for guidance. Elsewhere, the ministry of Johnny and Friends has just joined forces with the academic world. Biola University has plans to launch its first ever course on the theology of suffering and disability. Working through the Christian Institute on Disability, Johnny and Friends hopes to better educate and equip the church for work of disability ministry. The course will bring a biblical worldview on disability, allowing Johnny and Friends a much broader scope for future outreach. And Book of Hope International's praising God for incredible success in Brazil. Book of Hope's Brazil director, Joseph Bernardo, says they're working through 4,000-plus churches, 14,000 volunteers to distribute 11 million books of hope. It's been a great church planning tool. Fonte da Vida Church in Paraná is just one example.
This church have, in the last 4 years, they founded 8 new churches with the help of the Book of Hope. Beginning with the children's evangelization, and then working with teenagers, and then with the families.
As the church grows, Bernardo says they want to take the gospel to Brazilians living abroad.
Last year, we went to Paraguay, where there is 1 million of Brazilians living there, and evangelized like 4,000 of people there.
They're also looking internally.
We have 220 different natives living there, and none everyone have evangelization yet.
Funding is needed. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Better Than Life book and CD, Stories of Today's Persecuted Believers, can be yours for a suggested donation to help us tell you of the plight of persecuted believers around the world. Get the Better Than Life book and CD at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.